Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I was torn this morning. I was torn between whether you got up and were listening to the motorsports show as you're getting ready to go out and run around and do your shopping, or whether you were going to listen to me on demand later. And so I'm still kind of torn, but I hope that you're up because I had to be up. So I think it's only fair. But we got a lot of cool things going on. As a matter of fact, Joe O'Neill is going to be out at Isleta Golf Course out at the club there. They're kind of doing a rebrand, and he's going to have some tickets and some giveaways. And I know you've heard a lot of talk about this Team Sports Magazine. And let me tell you, 48 pages of great coverage, great photos and everything. Brian Urlacher's induction, all the way from when he started in Lovington. And I tell you, I didn't realize that he started it as a wide receiver and actually didn't get picked up, by anybody until the Lobos finally made him an offer right before New Mexico State made him an offer. So, of course, New Mexico State going to be playing in a bowl game. We're not. But anyway, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But other things that are coming up at 9 a.m., of course, you got FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the team high school show. And, of course, Joe's going to be out there at 9 to 11 with ESPN T-shirts, team magazines. You can pick up a copy now. They're available in probably about 100 locations now. I think we got all of them just about out, but we'll get those spots updated on the website for you. Of course, on Sunday, we're going to have the Broncos Redskins at 11. At 2:25, we're going to go to Cowboys versus Seahawks. 6:25, we're going to have the Raiders versus the Eagles. On Monday, we're going to have Cavaliers and Warriors at 1. 3:30, Wizards and Celtics. So you can enjoy that for a little Christmas treat there. Of course, next week, I'm going to be out at the Holly Home Viewing Party. That's right. Next Saturday from 6 to 9 out at Isleta Resort and Casino. Going to have a great viewing party. We're going to have Seiberg versus Holmes. You can get out there and cheer on. $15 is the admission tickets. You can get them at the Isleta box office, or you can go online to isleta.com. Doors open at 5:30. The first fight's at 6. Isleta is the official Holly Home viewing party with food and drink specials, and there'll be a drawing for Holly Home signed memorabilia, but you must be 21 years to participate. We're also going to have we're going to give away a couple of tickets in a later segment today to the Kicker Arena Cross, so be ready to dial in when we get Todd Hammock on to talk about that. But joining me in the studio this morning is Brooklyn Green. How you doing this morning, Brooklyn?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just thinking about Christmas and, of course,
yes.
How we're both, kind of into cars. And so we didn't have those typical things that we asked for. What was your first, racing-related Christmas gift that you asked for?
Well, my sister and I got a go-kart one year from Santa. That was fun to walk into the living room and see a go-kart.
that is. One of those, where you had to pull the,
yep.
pull the thing? Awesome.
Uh-huh. It was a two-seater, and my mom was not happy about it.
Oh, even better. How did your dad slip that? Oh, excuse me. How did Santa bring
David.
That down? Bring that down the chimney? Without your mom knowing about it.
You know what? It still beats me. I have no idea.
That's awesome. I tell you what, the 1 year that I got my big toolbox,
mm-hmm.
I knew that it's like, all right, now we're an official racing team. So, of course, I had to put some stickers on and
uh-huh.
stuff, because I had a Super Sprint by Bug cart. So I put that sticker in. I don't know why the computer keeps telling me It says boring background. So I don't know what's going on. So if you hear that in the background, you know, it's like we're just like everybody else. I mean, things just randomly happen in life. But got a toolbox and we had to deck it out. And I don't know if you remember, I mean, KRST was around. So we had these KRST tickers. So sticker. So I cut it up and changed the letters. So, you know, Swope Kart Racing Team.
Oh.
So, you know, so I just cut the letters and put it back on there. But anyway, had a lot of fun there. Of course, you know, I mean, I had Hot Wheels and, you know, and, car models and all that kind of stuff. But did you ever ask Santa for some tools?
Oh, yeah. I asked for a toolbox one year. I was really little. Not many little girls asked for a toolbox, but it was complete and it was like miniature size. So when my dad was out there working on the race cars, I was, banging stuff with a little hammer.
Awesome. Were you cussing?
No.
Okay, because my dad loves to tell the story that, because he would go out and work on the car, and of course, expletives would tend to happen. So, you know, one year I'm over there beating on my tricycle and using expletives, and my mom wasn't happy because, you know, clearly I was just modeling what my dad was doing.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, Barbies, I mean, did you get the Barbies or you ask for any of that stuff?
A little bit, I guess, but I remember asking for, like, this whole Rapunzel set one time. I think that was, like, the only time I ever asked for Barbies. Well, wasn't my kind of thing, I guess.
Well, that's kind of funny because, you know, Rapunzel was kind of like, you know, a wanderer. She wanted to go out and experience the world and was kind of locked up. So maybe that's somewhat symbolic.
Yes,
so,
she was my idol.
So the psychologist here can overread the situation and think what that's about. But, hey, if you're still looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, of course, you can head over to Yearwood Performance. And if you buy two Supernational tickets now, you'll save $5 on a pair and you get a free Yearwood t-shirt. And, you know, you can get it either 9674 Eagle Ranch Road or, of course, over at 341 Eubank. That's just south of I-40. You know, of course, anytime you want to, you know, buy local, save time and money, of course, you want to go to yearwoodperformance.com. And I can't believe that next year, this is going to be their 50th anniversary. 50 years. Yeah, I don't even think Jim is 50. So, I mean, either he's been working there in diapers, you know, or, you know, I joke. He's celebrating his 10th year and doing a fantastic job. And of course, the real key there is you can get all kinds of things, fuel injection, nitrous, you know. So buy a Christmas gift for yourself and your favorite love, which is your car. And so you can go over there and get it. I mean, nitrous, fuel injection, hoses and fitting. And of course, you can pick up a 5-gallon jug of race fuel. So that's yearwoodperformance.com. And you want to see all the cool stuff that's going on around the state of New Mexico, always pick up a free copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's available at any Napa store. A lot of great columns. Yeah, pick one up today. It's absolutely free. And find out why it's been a local favorite for over 7 years. That's the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. So, got to ask you, off season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually got into an argument yesterday because somebody was telling me this, like, oh, Martin Truex is, I just don't even see him as a stock car racer.
What?
And I'm not sure I understood what he meant, you know, by that is, you know, do they not all look like Jeff Bodine? You know,
yeah.
So I mean, just to go back to, seems like Jeff's been on, you know, every week for the last month. But is he thinking, you know, it's not really like, you know, Richard Petty or,
yeah.
I mean, because, you know, they're all like Jimmy Johnson now. And,
uh-huh.
of course, you know, Jimmy's won 7-2. So it's like, what? I didn't understand what that was. I mean, what are your thoughts on, I mean, having Martin Truex? I you know, being from the Southwest, a smaller team, I mean, you know, I think it's one of the greatest stories and probably one of the best Christmas gifts.
I totally agree. I mean, why not Martin Truex? I don't really understand where he was coming from with that. Not all race car drivers have to be the same. It's always good to get someone new in there.
Absolutely. And, I mean, the sport has gotten, I mean, these are world-class athletes,
mm-hmm.
you know, now. I mean, it's not just, you know, Billy Bob from the corner, you know, go out and you know, slide job people. I mean, it's pretty serious. And you think about how long the season is. I mean, it's 36 races. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's brutal. You know, and how they, you know, go through and all the different tracks. And, you know, I'd like to see a little bit more, you know, road courses and some other variety, but you can't really beat that situation. I made my pick last year, of Kyle Larson was going to make it,
uh-huh.
you know, and was going to win this year. And so you know, I was hoping to maybe make that pick again this year and be out in front of it. But now it's one of those things that is like, I've been, you know, picking him so often, I'm afraid that I've cursed him like I did Denny Hamlin. Because I picked Denny Hamlin back in 2010, and he's just gone, you know, up and down ever since then, even though, you know, he almost snuck in there. And I love the whole battle with him and Chase Elliott. I mean, I know, you know, you're a fan of, you know, Chase Elliott. Did it change any for you when he kind of like stood up and you know, and got back at Denny Hamlin? Did that change any for you?
It honestly made me like him even more, which is good. I mean, I like a driver that can stand up and to show him, like, don't mess with me like that. And that was in Phoenix, so I was there.
Right.
And that was awesome. Yeah, it actually, it made me gain respect for Chase Elliott because I feel like everyone was waiting for him to get back.
Right.
Whether that was the right thing or not to do. But yeah, I was glad that he did it. And I was, when we were driving over here, I was trying to decide who my pick was for next year. And it was between Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott.
Really? You got to discount Ryan Blaney?
Yeah.
Hey, because he hasn't cut the mullet?
I'm just kidding.
Well, you know what's funny is it's going to be hard because we don't know what's going to happen with Ford.
Yeah.
If Ford's got their changes, of course, I'm really excited about seeing the Camaro come back, and so we'll see what's going to happen there, because right now it's really kind of hard to pick against Toyota. And we've got so many great situations going on there with the team, and William Byron coming in, but of course, you know, it's gonna be neat to see, you know, the 24 and the 9 and see them switch the numbers. And so I don't know. I think it's wide open. I think it's going to be quite exciting. But
yeah, we also have Alex Bowman too.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why I just keep discounting Alex Bowman.
I know. I just thought of him now. I was like, you know, I think he's going to have a pretty good year as well.
Well, I think he's got equipment, but we're going to have to see how things go with the Camaro.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to talk some Formula One on the other side. Joining us is going to be Christopher Joseph with Chicane Magazine. We're going to talk a little bit about Hamilton's place in history, because, I mean, his dominance has been absolutely amazing. I want to ask him also about the Formula One logo, how they decided to change that after all this time. So stay put, hang on, you know, make some more hot chocolate, and we'll talk to you some more on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Tis the season to spread some cheer with a gift from Edible Arrangements. Say happy holidays with a freshly crafted gift. From arrangements and chocolate-dipped fruit packages with festive new accessories, the Christmas tree bouquet, or the new winter warm-up gift box featuring white chocolate-covered strawberries. Celebrating a winter birthday or sending a business gift, Edible Arrangements has exactly what you need. And if you need an extra energy boost while holiday shopping, pick up a mocha almond. Visit Edible Arrangements, 4770 Montgomery, just west of San Mateo, or call 888-0100.
Napa Know-How.
Making your budget last longer than it should is an accomplishment, but making motor oil last longer than it should? Dangerous. Lucky for you, Pennzoil Full Synthetic is only $4.99 a quart. Its long-lasting formula and low price can help your engine and your wallet go farther. Pennzoil Full Synthetic for $4.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/17.
The New Mexico State Aggies are heading to the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl Friday, December 29th.
It's O.J. Clark again, and O.J.'s got six.
There is still time to purchase tickets to witness the end of the 57-year-old bowl drought. If you can't make it to Tucson, tune in to the CBS Sports Network to watch New Mexico State football take on Utah State. Kickoff, 3:30 p.m. Show your Aggie pride. For more information, visit nmstatesports.com.
Matanza New Mexico Local Beer Kitchen has a grand selection of over 100 New Mexico-made craft beers and wines. Enjoy with locally inspired dishes using fresh and local ingredients. Matanza in Knob Hill, and now open on the west side near Cottonwood Mall. Visit MatanzaNM.com.
Check out the Isleta Golf Club Swingers Club. It's the best guest loyalty and rewards program anywhere. Members receive discounted green fees while earning points towards free golf and much more. Visit Isleta.com.
Online shopping can be great. It can also be a hassle. Your package could be delayed, or you realize it's not worth what you paid for it. Not to worry with your locally owned and loved Shelton Jewelers. With Shelton Jewelers, you know exactly what you're getting. You can see it, try it on, and scope it out, literally under a microscope. Plus, what you buy, you know it will appraise for. Jewelry handmade from all different corners of the world. You can't go wrong with your gift selecting. Think of all the time you'll save because they have something for everyone. Shelton Jewelers, Montgomery in Louisiana.
Black Mesa Casino is the place to be this noon and New Year's Eve. The party starts with Rick Trevino taking the stage from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then at 8 p.m., join the fun as local favorites, the Hagen Road Boys and Straight Shot, light up the dance floor and get you moving. Both events are free and are 21 years and older. Bring in the new year with friends old and new at Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And joining us right now is Christopher Joseph, owner, editor of Chicane Magazine. How are you doing this morning, Christopher?
Good morning, David. I'm great. How are you?
God, I'm so sorry to keep you on hold for so long. I got to ask you, what time is it where you're at?
Okay, so it's actually 4:15 in the afternoon. I'm in the south of Spain at a place called Mijas.
Oh.
During the holiday period.
Well, okay, I don't feel quite so bad now. Wow. that is fantastic.
I should say I'm overlooking the pool, which overlooks the ocean. So I guess it's not the worst place to be in the world.
Oh, my God, that's absolutely fantastic. So I want to start off, I mean, great writer, I mean, a great passion for Formula One. I wanted to get your perspective on Hamilton's place in history. Because you know what happens is when it is happening in front of your eyes, sometimes we don't have the perspective to know the greatness that we're watching. I just want to get your perspective on Hamilton's place in history.
Well, I mean, most definitely. I mean, I can remember when he won his third world title. I was actually the first person to shake his hand at
awesome.
The press conference. And the sort of impact it had on me for three was extraordinary. And I remember saying to him, you know, now you have to face the music. So Jackie Stewart will be there. You've equaled his record. And the world's press awaits. But now that he's joined this elite club of four-time world champions, and there are only five drivers, himself, Prost, Vettel, Fangio, and, of course, Michael Schumacher, it becomes an incredibly significant milestone for him. And quite simply, it makes him the most successful British Formula One racing driver in history. So, you know, it's not only the four world titles. He also has the most pole positions. He has the most career points. And he also has the most wins at different circuits of any driver. So it's a huge, hugely significant event. But not only that, I think it takes him outside of the realm of motorsports for the first time. I think having a British driver who's a four-time world champion, but also, you know, very media-friendly, very interested with interacting with the fans, I think he becomes like almost a spokesperson and ambassador for Formula One by the sheer weight of his achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's sometimes when you're seeing greatness, it's hard to get the perspective. I mean, you can hear the stats and you can hear the numbers, and the significance of being in that elite group is absolutely amazing. But you've got young guns, Max Verstappen. You've got also a media favorite, Daniel Ricciardo, that, you know, all the speculation that he might become a teammate to him down the road. We're discounting Vettel too. I mean, how can we do this? You know, so
you're exactly right. I mean, it's almost the subject matter or the riddle of who becomes Hamilton's teammate in the future is in itself a newsworthy event. I mean, of course, you can't forget Vettel, and it was a great struggle this season. And you have to say that Ferrari did shoot themselves in the foot ever so slightly, and they they did throw away a lead, et cetera, et cetera, and they did have reliability problems. But then looking ahead to 2018, you have to say that this on-track battle between, as you mentioned, Daniel Ricciardo and Max Verstappen, that surely is one of the most interesting battles that's going to take place. I mean, a lot of people forget Max Verstappen gets the headlines because of his youth, because of his driving style and approach, and the fact his father's always there. But, you know, Daniel Ricciardo scored 200 to his 168 points. You know, like he was a lot better in qualifying, you could say. So, you know, I think in terms of 2018, there's a lot more battles on track that are going to happen. And I think, you know, with the teaming of McLaren with Renault, we'll see, you know, perhaps, hopefully, a four-way battle between Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull, and McLaren, which will only add to the fans' enjoyment, I think.
And what do you think about Alfa Romeo? I mean, you know.
So this is a great thing for me because I'm a big fan of the history of the sport, and obviously Alfa Romeo were one of the originals, and the fact they team up with Sauber, which is a Swiss team, you know, it's not that far away from Hinvey in Switzerland to Alfa in Italy, so that almost makes Sauber a kind of, you know, support team to Ferrari because of the corporate ownership of Fiat, Alfa, and Ferrari. So, you know, that makes it even more interesting in terms of what resources they can call on. But I think for the first time, after a couple of rocky seasons, Sauber now have a huge title sponsor in Alfa Romeo and huge access to resources. So, you know, we should look to Sauber to improve from their last place of this season and really get down the track a lot better for 2018.
That's fantastic. And, you know, of course, more competition, more money coming in to help the teams develop things, some rule changes coming in 2018. What is the most significant change you think we're going to see in the coming season?
Well, I think I kind of did my homework and was prepared for you to ask me about rule changes. And I think, first and foremost, the return of the French Grand Prix to the calendar is a big thing.
Yep.
And that happens at the end of June. I mean, so that's almost as in Formula One racing comes home to the origin of the species. But also the fact that the German GP returns in July to Hockenheim. I think that's been a real bugbear of recent years that Germany, you know, obviously having the world champions and having such a motorsports culture, hasn't had a race. So that's, you know, really, really important that Germany has a strong GP. Hockenheim is definitely the venue to bring that. But I thought one of the more interesting things that will happen next year is the drivers will actually have biometric sensors in their gloves for the first time. So
wow.
This has been brought in to record their vital signs. Everything else in a Formula One car is recorded. So I am hoping, and I hope the wise people at Liberty will release some of that biometric data so that we can actually watch the vital signs of the drivers. But obviously that's designed to aid in recovery crews and marshals in case of the accident. The other major change, I think, obviously, that people will notice is the introduction of the halo. So you will see, like, a protective device in front of the driver's eye line, which is designed to prevent these horrific accidents that we've experienced over the last couple of seasons. The cars will look visibly different. It will be a wishbone-shaped structure. But what is interesting and what's been stressed by Formula One, it will be incorporated into the chassis design, so it won't just be an add-on. But that will be one of the big things that the fans will notice. And that, of course, has gone through a lot of testing, a lot of variations, and a lot of research to get that right. So that's the other big thing. I mean, on top of that, you have some very technical rules with regards to power units. 2017, you could use four complete power units. 2018, it's going to be divided up into components, so you can have three internal combustion engines. This is obviously before you suffer a penalty. You can have three turbochargers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way through all the components of the engine before you receive a grid penalty. I should also add that there will be no shark fins and no secondary T-wings, which are the wings that you saw very briefly in front of the rear wing. So there are a few technical rules and visual things. And last but not least, two new tyres, Hypersoft, which will be pink, and a Superhard, which will be orange from Pirelli. So that will obviously increase the range of tyres available to the teams, and therefore the range of variables within the racing makeup.
Well, I think you did some great homework there.
There you go.
I really appreciate the coverage. One thing you did mention in that, of course, is Liberty Media, and there that was a free promo, by the way. Liberty Media and what they may be able to share to make the race more interesting. But as most companies, when they come in and they want to make sure that there's people are aware of a change, there was a change in the logo. What is your thoughts in the new logo? I mean, do you like it?
I think it's one of those things that it's, you're always on a hiding to nothing when you change something, which is quite iconic because, we're used to looking at things now. We're used to, if you introduce something new into the mix, all of a sudden, all of our associations with the past are slightly severed. It's a little bit upsetting, a little bit unsettling, slightly disorientated. We've always associated F1 and, the race starting with that logo. But I think it's a start of a process for Liberty. And I think it's more a symbol and definitely like a shout out to people saying, okay, there are new owners. We have changed this. They also have a new global head of marketing for the first time. One of the key reasons why the logo had to be changed because they want to animate it, they want to have a sonic element to it, and they want to use it in many different ways. I don't think you're going to get any agreement that it's better or worse than the previous logo, and that obviously a couple of the drivers and people in general will come out who have an attachment to the previous logo. But I think if you see it as part of a process, so that you'll see it in different ways. I mean, the new logo is easier to use, whether it's at an event stage or in a digital platform. Merchandising-wise, it works a lot better. I think the fans may sort of slightly curse it at the beginning, but I think it symbolizes a change, and I think a change for the better in terms of how they're going to be served by the sport and the new owners.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, having followed Formula One for years, it's like, how can you do that? What a disgrace. But at the same time, I think it does represent a new era. Speaking of which, hey, what have you been up to?
So I now have been in discussion with the aforementioned new owners about a new project called The Fastest Lab on Earth, which is a new book and hopefully an exhibition project, which takes all of the technology from Formula One and shows how it affects our everyday lives. So as an example, every time you catch a bus in London now, you'll notice, or internationally, you'll notice the buses stop. They recuperate the energy coming into the bus stop, and then they use that. The energy through braking is used. Air traffic control uses F1 technology. The transportation of organs is using F1 technology, fly-by-wire, various medical procedures, et cetera, all the way down on the line to how skyscrapers are arranged in major cities now, all comes from CFD technology, which originates in Formula One and wider motorsports. So it's a big technological project. It's not trying to set out to say, this is how Formula One is going to save the world, but I think it definitely sets out to say that it is changing the world and definitely changing the world for the better in lots of cases in terms of sustainability, et cetera, et cetera.
That's fantastic. And Chicane Magazine, I noticed it's available on the Issue app where
people can
get it.
And you can do that. And also you can follow me at Chicane TV on Twitter. And I should have some news with regards to a new version and a new expansion of that product for 2018-2019, which kind of segues nicely into the new ownership. And I know that a lot of people are sort of sitting there, obviously a lot of your listeners and a lot of F1 fans in America, to see what Liberty will do. But obviously the logo change is one thing, but they also had F1 in the city in London, which was a huge central London event showcasing the sport. I know there are plans to do that in 4 or 5 centers in 2018. And off the record, if we may speak that way, I believe one of those will be in the US. So I think there are lots more things coming. I know there's a desire to roll out 2 OTT subscription services, one which will be database and the other one which will be live event and or highlights based. So, you can look for those things. And I think in terms of the events themselves, they will become more entertainment orientated. They will develop into longer events, I feel. And I think, you know, Liberty have a lot of resources at their disposal, whether it be Live Nation or whether it be Sirius XFM, et cetera, to really turn the corner in F1 so that it is no longer merely a motorsport, but it becomes more an entertainment property in itself.
Well, that's fantastic. So make sure you keep me on that distribution list so we can keep people aware of that. And want to wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. And I want to let you get back to that wonderful view there in Spain and enjoying your holiday.
I will do. And the same to you and to all your listeners. And I look forward to talking again in the new year.
Awesome. Thank you very much. That was Christopher Joseph. Google Chicane Magazine. Download the issue app, and you can actually check out the magazine. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on things that are going related to Formula One. But we're going to totally shift gears. Next segment, we're going to be joined by Todd Hammack. He's going to be talking, actually, about the Arena Cross this coming, the first weekend in January. And we're going to have an opportunity for you to call in and win a couple of tickets on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Graham Rahal, driver of the number 15 Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing Honda, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque. 101.7 The Team.
Is it wrong to buy a Christmas gift for your car? Since 1968, Euro Performance has been the gearhead haven, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Fuel injection, nitrous, hoses and fittings. Dress her up before you take her out. Available now, 2018 Super Nationals tickets. Save $5 on a pair and get a free Yearwood t-shirt. You know you want one. 9674 Eagle Ranch Road on the west side or 341 Eubanks south of I-40. Buy local, save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com.
Stop stinking and start thinking Atlas Pumping for all your pumping needs. Atlas can take care of your sand traps, grease traps, septic tanks, sewer plants, cooling towers, ponds, pools, storm drains, loading docks, anywhere water collects, Atlas pumps it out. 898-3936, 898-3936.
Saturday, December 30th, watch Holly Holm take on Chris Cyborg at Holly's official viewing party at Isleta Resort and Casino.
Tickets available only at the Isleta box office or Isleta.com.
The official Holly Holm viewing party, Saturday, December 30th
at Isleta Resort and Casino.
An elf told me you are working on a list of all the special people in your life you want to thank this holiday season. Now you know what to give them. Theo Broma Chocolatier Truffles, chocolate-dipped Oreos, holiday chocolate miniatures. We at Theo Broma have designed chocolate-filled sleighs and other beautiful gifts for all your friends, family, and business associates. Theo Broma Chocolatier, celebrating a 22nd holiday season at the northeast corner of Tramway and Montgomery, making delicious and elegant holiday gifts. 293-6545. Merry Christmas from our family to yours. TheoBromaChocolatier.com.
The Library presents the return of Holly Holm. Saturday, December 30th, it's Cyborg versus Holly Holm, and the only place to watch the jaw-dropping punches and action-packed fight card is at the Library Bar and Grill. Awesome food and drink specials all night long, prize giveaways, and of course, the lovely librarians officiating the fun. Contact us now for your own VIP section while they last. Saturday, December 30th, Cyborg versus Holm, Condit versus Magny, tons of flat screens for your viewing enjoyment, and no bad seats in the house. Saturday, December 30th at the Library Bar and Grill, Cyborg versus Holm, 3rd and Central, downtown. Be there.
The savings continue, and now is the best time to get into a new Hyundai at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall. While we're waiting for the completion of the construction, all vehicles have employee pricing. Stop in for a 15-minute sales quote on any vehicle on the lot. You'll see what the employee pricing is all about and get America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's the construction employee pricing sale. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall to Larry H. Miller Hyundai and online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com. See stores for details.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. Try the new spicy buffalo chicken tacos or the Hunter's meat and cheese board. Perfect game day shareables. Twin Peaks full service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice cold mugs. Enjoy a Bud Light today. Twin Peaks. Each drinks scenic views.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I know it's winter, and you're thinking, oh gosh, what can I do as far as motorsports? You know, I mean, and of course, that's the beauty of living in New Mexico, though. The weather is not really all that bad. All you got to do is, in Minnesota, it's like, what, minus 10 today? And so you can actually go out, get on your motorcycle, go ride around, do all kinds of stuff, get your car out, cruise around. So our weather is still pretty good. But rest assured, there's a great event that you don't want to miss just to kick off the new year, January 5th and 6th. It's the Kicker Arena Cross, and joining us right now is Todd Hammack with Kicker Arena Cross. How are you doing this morning, Todd?
Hey, Dave, doing really well. Appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, right now, the first caller, 994-1017, 994-1017, will win two tickets to Friday night's event. And so Friday night on January 5th, what times do things get started there, Todd?
Well, both nights, Friday and Saturday, the doors open at 6:30, and then all the race action, all the freestyle motocross action starts at 7:30.
Oh, man, so there's all kinds of cool stuff going on. Of course, Bobby J's hooking everybody up and bringing the event to Rio Rancho here. Talk about, I mean, the different divisions and the different riders we'll see at this event.
Well, the nice thing about the Kicker Arena Cross is you see everybody. You see the young guys, the 4 to 6 year olds. But, you know, more importantly, we love the little guys, but the pros that come, you know, they'll be coming from California, Las Vegas, Texas, Oklahoma, I mean, Colorado. They come from all over the Southwest to compete at the Kicker Arena Cross. If there's two pro classes, we call it the 250 pro and then the open pro. These guys have two different size bikes. And man, I tell you what, when they run those bikes around the track, it's unbelievable to watch what these guys can do with these 230-pound motorcycles.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing. How high do they get off the ground on that big jump there?
Usually about 30 feet in the air, and they'll jump a distance of about 70 feet. I mean, the freestyle guys get higher than that. I mean, you know, they'll jump 50 feet up high in the air and 70, 75 foot long. So, you know, there's a lot of high-flying, you know, motorcycle jump race action. But, you know, there's also the whoop section that we call that. That's where you have a row of about 2 to 3 foot tall bumps that they just have to try to negotiate, go as fast as they can. It's a great part of the track to pass somebody if you're not paying attention. But man, inside that Santa Ana Star Center, it's going to be a lot of fun. And hey, man, it's indoors. It's going to be warm.
Yeah, absolutely. How long does it take to actually build that track? And I mean, do you have any stats on like how much dirt you have to bring in and specialized equipment that you have to use to build that track?
Well, you know, David, we do this in the winter every weekend across America. Just coming off of Albany, New York, it takes about 100 truckloads of dirt. And I got to say that Harold's Grading and Trucking is going to be bringing that in. Actually, they're going to start bringing that in right after Christmas, trying to get it in there and get it processed. And, you know, we've already got our equipment there from Four Rivers Equipment, and our guys will come in the week of, and they'll build. Yeah, you're right, David. It takes a while. It'll probably take 2 days to build once they get all the dirt in. And, you know, there's a lot of big jumps, a lot of crazy action.
Yeah, so, I mean, apparently that's got to be a specialized talent is to be able to design these courses. I mean, because they're not cookie cutter. Everything's got to be a little bit different based on the arena. How much, you know, thought goes into that? I mean, is there something, a guideline you have to follow, so many turns, so many whoops, anything like that? Or is it just based on space?
First off, it is based on space. But a lot of the arenas, they have these hockey arenas or basketball arenas, are really close dimensionally to the same. And so in doing that, we've been doing this since 1995. We've been doing it a while.
Wow.
And you're right. You know, experience is the key, because you got to make this track safe for the riders. I mean, we race amateurs and we got to make it safe, but yet you got to make it challenging and fun. And then the pro guys, you got to be able to offer them something. So it is, you can imagine going out and just building something out of a sandbox. I mean, it's creative, and we call him an artist, but he does it every weekend. And Randy with Extreme Dirt does a phenomenal job. When you come out and see it January 5th and 6th, you'll see what we're talking about. It's just impressive.
Yeah, and what's neat is, I mean, you've got a race and people that are taking it very seriously, different groups, but also you got that great show. Talk a little bit about some of the riders that put on the air show.
Well, you're talking about the Freestyle Motocross Show. It's kind of a halftime event, if you will. When we just came out of New York, we picked up a young lady named Cassie Boone. She is a female, probably one of the best in North America as far as female freestyle motocross. There's a lot of girls out there, but this lady, she's a young girl. She's got to be in her 23, 24. She can turn this bike any which direction and just blow your mind on it. But returning to us is, you know, he's an international guy. Just came back from Brazil. He does these shows ever. It's Cody Elkins. He's going to be performing on a motorcycle, and he's the only guy that I know that can backflip a motorcycle and a four-wheeler, and he's going to bring his four-wheeler, and he's going to do both of them.
Oh.
So you're going to see so much in just, a two-and-a-half-hour action-packed night of racing, both Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be awesome.
That's fantastic. One thing that you brought up, and I thank you for bringing up the four-wheeler, we've seen such a growth in that part of the industry. And he's going to backflip a four-wheeler? I mean, are those guys crazy?
They're all crazy. And they know it, and they don't. Four-wheeler guys are nuts anyway, because, man, they're you just watch them ride, and they all know they're nuts. If you're listening out there and you ride race a four-wheeler, you know you're a crazy guy. Just admit it. But that's the fun of it. They're going to be – we even race them there as well, too. But, yeah, Cody will be busting out the flip on the four-wheeler and the motorcycle. Cassie Boone will be doing her gig and all the pro and amateur racing from the young guys all the way up. We even have an old guys class. I tell you, it's such a family show because everybody gets excited. You know, a lot of times you go to a family show and the mom and dad have to labor through watching, the kids be entertained, but everybody's entertained at our events, and there's just so much going on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And of course, you got what's neat is you got pros, but you got local people. You got local riders coming out. Anybody in particular on the local set that you're looking at might be able to stir it up with the pros?
David, you've got, I believe it, Albuquerque, New Mexico's got Jason Anderson, who runs on the national circuit,
yep,
on the Supercross circuit. But you've got to also keep in mind, you guys raised a lot of Kevin Johnson, Keith Johnson, Isaiah Johnson, Tedesco's. A whole plethora of racers have come from Albuquerque and have all been very successful. And you're right, Bobby Jays is on board, and that is owned by Keith Johnson. And I've talked to Keith, and he's got kids riding. And Keith, he's making noise about coming out.
Yep.
And dusting off the motorcycle himself. I think he's been out practicing, is what I think he's been doing. So
I won't tell anybody. I stopped by yesterday, and it was probably about 4 o'clock yesterday, and he said they already sold 9 units today alone, yesterday, on Friday. So I think people are picking up bikes and are thinking about coming out and having some fun. But, hey, Todd, really appreciate you jumping on this morning. We're going to reach out and get a couple of riders on as we head down to it. But I look forward to seeing you out there January 5th and 6th, Santa Ana Star Center, for the Kicker Arena Cross. Thank you so much. And, hey, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas as well, buddy.
Hey, thank you, David. And I'll let everybody know you can save on tickets if you go buy Bobby J's there on Manol and buy your tickets there. He's got race sections. Just a great way to get started. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
All right. That was thank you so much. That was Todd Hammack with the Kicker Arena Cross, of course, going on Santa Ana Star Center, 5th and 6th. Make sure you pick up your tickets. You don't want to wait till the last minute. We got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque. This is William Byron, driver with number 9 Liberty University Chevrolet. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 1017 The Team.
Autumn is a great time of year to get out and enjoy your state parks. Waterfowl are migrating and salmon are spawning. Did you know that in New Mexico, more hunters and anglers are killed each year by drowning than gunshot wounds when out on the water? State park officials want to remind hunters and anglers to boat safe and smart during the fall season by following a few simple tips. Life jackets save lives. Always wear your life jacket. Never boat under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Know the weather forecast and take a free boating safety class. Boat safe. Boat smart. For more information, visit nmparks.com or call 888-NM-PARKS.
Napa Know-How.
Ice, snow, rain, and 24-hour holiday music. Winter throws a lot at you. That's why Napa has ExactFit wiper blades for $10 off per pair. These durable, long-lasting blades will help you defend against winter's worst, holiday music not included. So save $10 today with Napa ExactFit wiper blades. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
Don't miss spending Christmas with the family at Legacy, featuring an outdoor skating rink, only $5 per skate rental, and free if you have skates. A kids' Christmas party and a phenomenal Christmas production for the entire family. This event will be one you don't want to miss. With 4 campuses and 11 production times to choose from, we have something to make your Christmas season spectacular. Then come back at midnight Christmas Eve for a special midnight candlelight service. For more information, visit legacychurch.com or call 505-831-0961.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Berlin, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Why should you eat at Paisano's Italian Restaurant? Because you care about quality. Hi, I'm Rick Camuglia. Everything we serve here at Paisano's is made from scratch in our on-premise kitchen. Our sausage and beef lasagna is just one great example. The pasta is fresh, made from whole eggs and Durum semolina flour. We cut and grind fresh pork to make our sweet Italian sausage. We don't buy ground beef, we grind our own to ensure its quality to make our own meatballs. We even shred our own whole milk mozzarella and Parmesan cheeses from the wheel. We make our marinara sauce from the best plum tomatoes, fresh basil, garlic, and olive oil that's available. At Paisano's, we cook like your Italian grandma. Having a special event? Reserve our enclosed climate-controlled patio or let us cater it at your location. Paisano's Italian Restaurant, 1935 Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's gotta be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Swope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsport Report.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Just a reminder, 9 a.m. you got FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts coming up. 10 a.m. you got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. But if you're out running around and you want to go out and check out the Isleta Golf Course, from 9 to 11, Joe O'Neill, president of ESPN Radio, is going to be out there. He's got some ESPN Radio t-shirts. Of course, he's got the Team Magazine that you can pick up a copy. You want to check that out. And some Lobo tickets for a future game. So swing on by, say hi to Joe. He'll be out there, at about 8 minutes. He's going to be out there at 9 o'clock, all set up. But, of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m., you got Broncos, Redskins, 225 Cowboys, Seahawks, and 625, you got Raiders, Eagles. Of course, Todd was cool enough to give us a couple more tickets for Friday to the Arena Cross. So give us a call right now, 994-1017, 994-1017, and you can get those tickets. Monday for a Christmas celebration, you got Cavaliers versus Warriors at 1. At 3:30, you got the Wizards versus Celtics. And, of course, I will be out on location with the Holly Holm viewing party 6 to 9 next Saturday out at Isleta Resort and Casino. So you want to get some tickets at the box office there. It's $15. You're going to have free drawing for Holly Holm signed memorabilia. It must be 21, but food and drink specials. So you want to come and check that out. But if you remember on the lead in there, on the liner was Eddie Munster, and that was Butch Patrick, and he was at Super Nationals last year. So join us right now is Reggie Tibbetts. How are you doing this morning, Reggie?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I can't wait. 2018 is around the corner, which means that Super Nationals is coming up again February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Expo New Mexico. And right now you can get a couple of tickets over at Yearwood. Pre-purchase those tickets, save $5, and get a Yearwood t-shirt. But I know it's a year-round thing. You're just probably super busy right now working on it. What do we got coming up for the 2018 version of the Route 66 Casino Hotel Super Nationals?
We're already planning the 2020 show, just so you know.
That's probably true, man.
No, it is true.
Yeah.
We've already got some things in the works for 2019 and 2020. You got to keep it rolling, you know. You got to get out ahead of the other guys, too. There's a lot of promoters around the country that are out there beating the streets for the best of the best. And, you know, we've tried to keep this show one of the top shows in the country. So, doing well.
Well, and I will say you succeeded. I mean, you know, is this like the 27th annual
yep.
now? Oh, my gosh. I mean, that right there is a testament to itself.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sign that up. But any special builders or anything that you can talk about now, or is it all still on the kind of hush-hush?
No, in fact, it's time to release it. We've
awesome.
We've kind of kept it hush for a while there till we have everything locked in contracts and everything as well. But we have one of the number one cars in the nation coming in. It's called Mulholland. It's a 38 Packard. It's coming out of L.A. This car is the one that won the America's Most Beautiful Roadster Show, the AMBR.
Awesome.
Built by Troy Ladd of Hot Rods of Hollywood. And a fantastic car. The entire car, it looks just like a Packard, but the entire car, the only thing they used was a couple of the pieces of the grill. The entire car was built on a buck, all banged out of metal.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And, of course, a lot of local cars as well, but any other, like, really, you know, I mean, you guys always have some such unique things as well. Things that you just see drawings of and you think about, but are roadworthy. What other ones can you maybe talk about?
Well, we've got some pretty actually outstanding and weird stuff coming in. You know, we always try to bring the weird, the wild, and the different in. And yep. This year we're bringing in the world's largest grocery cart. Smith Supermarkets is sponsoring it. And we've got the world's largest grocery cart coming in. This thing's about probably 20 feet tall, about 20 feet long, and about 10 feet wide. It's huge. It has to come in on a semi and all taken apart. And when it gets here, we'll be putting it together, and then they're going to drive it from Central and Eubank, the grocery cart, all the way down to San Pedro and Lomas to one of the Smith supermarkets, and then it'll come to the Super Nationals after that.
Oh, that is fantastic. I can't wait to come out, see that, and take some photos. But, of course, Yearwood always being a big help and a major sponsor of the show, and right now you can pick up a couple of tickets. Tell us a little bit about, where we can start get tickets and when that's going to be available.
Of course, you know, tickets will be online and also at all the Napa stores, but obviously the good deal is right now is to go over to Yearwood Performance, see Jim and the guys over there, purchase your tickets out over there, you get a free t-shirt, you save $5, and all the gals can go over there and get their tickets for their boyfriends and husbands and all their friends and so forth. So this is the time to get them over there. And just so you know, this is probably going to be one of the biggest years for feature cars that we've ever had. We're going all out this year. We've got a Volkswagen coming in out of New York. It's called Berlin Buick. This thing has a mid-engine Buick engine in it. And you know how the Buicks have the ports out of the sides of the quarters up by the hood?
Yeah.
These ports for this Berlin Buick. It's a 56 chopped Volkswagen, and they come out of the side of the rear quarter panel. So it has the Buick look, but it's actually called the Berlin Buick, a 1956 Volkswagen Bug. And there's a just a whole laundry list of cars that are coming, including several grade 8 cars from the Detroit Autorama. And we've also got a Ford coming out of Auburn, Washington, called the GT51. This thing's chopped, sectioned, lowered all the way to the ground. Looks like a NASCAR. It just goes on and on. We're bringing in some top, hugely famous muscle cars, and it's going to be a good mix of vehicles this year.
Oh, that is so fantastic. I can hardly wait. Of course, we're going to have some more information as we get closer, and we're looking forward to coming out and broadcasting live. But I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a great New Year. And thank you so much for spending a few moments to come on this morning.
Well, thanks for having us. And you have a great show. Everything's always great to listen to.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. That was Reggie Tibbetts. Of course, Super Nationals coming. The Route 66 Casino Hotel Super Nationals. February 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 2018, Expo New Mexico. Go get your tickets now over at Yearwood. Save $5. You want two tickets, get yourself a t-shirt. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up next week, so you want to make sure you mark your calendar, set your alert to tune in. Want to thank Kelly for producing this morning. Of course, Brooklyn Green coming in. It was great to see Adam kind of, you know, he came back, and so maybe Fred and Marty will get him on or something. But of course, go out and see Joe O'Neill 9 to 11 today out at Isleta Golf Course. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2018 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
Hi, this is Vin Scully. You're listening to Albuquerque's Home for the Dodgers, ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
KQTM-FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.